Ready to begin. Okay, Dego Machana Ephraim, Parshas Amor. Awesome. Okay, B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Okay, so the Parsha begins. Amor El Kohanim B'nei Aaron. Oh, first of all, Mazel Tov to Jamie Deckelbaum on the occasion of his Bar Mitzvah. Thank you so much. And of course, our third member of our group, my nephew Nassan Yehuda Feigenbaum, whose Bar Mitzvah is this Shabbos. So we wish him a Mazel Tov. And today is the yahrzeit of his father, Alav HaShalom, my dear friend and brother-in-law, Alav HaShalom, Chaim Yisachar ben Yechiel Zedel Dov, who was really the most awesome guy in the world. So I want to dedicate this year to him. So how does the parasha begin? Hashem says to Moshe, tell the Kohanim that they need to be careful with Tumah. Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amarta aleim l'nefesh lo yitama be'amav. Right, Kohanim have to be sensitive not to have contact with Tumah. Okay. So says the Dego Machane Ephraim, if you look in the Medrash on these words, Emor el Kohanim, v'amarta, it says, Emor el Kohanim, says the Medrash, Isa b'Medrash, Emor el Kohanim, Imros Hashem Amaros Tahoros. The words of Hashem are pure teachings. Okay, let me read you the full Pasuk over here in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Imaros Hashem amaros tohoros kesef tzaruf ba'alil la'aretz mizukak shivasayim." What does it mean? It means that the words of Hashem are amaros tohoros, pure words, and it's like kesef, it's like silver, which is tzaruf, which has been refined, has been purified, and it's ba'alil la'aretz. It's clear to the world, mizukak shivasayim. The Mefarshim explain. Shivasayim means 7 times 7. So mizukak shivasayim means it's been mizukak, it's been refined shivasayim, sevenfold. 7 times 7. Interesting pasuk to think about in the days of Sfiras HaOmer, which of course is 7 weeks of 7 days. But what's this idea of the pasuk? The words of Hashem, they're so pure, they're so refined, they're so clear, they're crystal clear. And yet sometimes as we experience Hashem's presence in the world, it's a bit cloudy. So the Medrash says, Mashal Ayin Sham. Medrash says, a Mashal? So you got to look in the Medrash. Okay, so what does the Medrash say there? If you look in the Medrash says, the way of a king of the world is that a king will sometimes make all sorts of promises. If you elect me, then I'll do this, and I'll do that, and I will lower taxes, and I will build, you know, new infrastructure, and I will fix highways, and I will build, you know, Medrash says, in the ancient world, I'll build new bathhouses, and I'll do this, and I'll do that. And people are all excited, everyone's praising the king, and everyone's excited to see his success. And then the king dies in his sleep, and none of the promises come true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the other hand, says the Medrash, Hashem Elokim Emes, the pasuk in Yirmiyah, which means that Hashem is what? Hashem is a God of truth, and truth is associated with being alive. And that's why Rav Avin quotes the Lashon, Shehu Elokim Chayim Umelech Olam. We spoke about this line one time. That Hashem is a God who is alive and is true and is forever. So if Hashem makes promises, they're guaranteed to bear fruits. Okay? So the word of Hashem is absolutely pure in the sense that it's absolutely reliable. V'hu Tumua. And yet this Medrash is a strange Medrash. What exactly is the Medrash trying to emphasize? I'll explain according to my simple understanding. It is known from my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov, Zakeini Zatzal, on the Pasuk, Chamas Melech Vigomer, V'ish Chacham Yechaperena. The king's Chamas, the king's anger, sometimes can be very overwhelming, but says the Pasuk, says Mishle, Ish Chacham, but a wise person, Yechaperena, can appease him, or can appease it. What's the it? Can take the words of the king, and can somehow, you know, sweeten the din, soften the words of the king. So what does that mean? How does the wise man appease the anger of the king? V'amar al ma'isa shahaya b'kihilas kodesh zaslav. So an incident once occurred in the community of Zaslav. Shahaya sham pachad gadol. There was tremendous fear. At Shabarach Kvod Harav HaManoach, until the Rav of the town, basically, Moreno Harav David Av Beistin of Ostro, was so afraid that he fled. V'Adoni Avi Zakeni Hayu B'Kehilas Kodesh Kaminka, and my grandfather Baal Shem Tov at the time was in Kaminka. V'Amar Shiyes Sham Pachad Kasha, V'Amar Peirush HaPasuk HaNizkar Le'al. My grandfather said there's going to be tremendous fear. He predicted that there was going to be this fear, that people are going to be afraid and people are going to be running, right? And he said the pshat in this pasuk. What's going on here? Now, I don't know exactly what happened. I don't know exactly what the incident was. Although my children seem to be acting it out upstairs. I hear screaming and running upstairs. So I guess the pachad of the Baal Shem Tov is made it to Bergenfield, not only to Zaslav and to Ostro and Kaminka and Kaminka, but also to Bergenfield. Right? But what's the pshat in this pasuk? That the king's wrath is inflamed, is enraged, the king is angry, and yet the Ish Chacham somehow can appease the king. So the Baal Shem Tov explained the following yisod, v'shorash hadvarim, ki mipi ha-kadosh baruch hu yotze osios lan hagas olam. How does the world work? Again, how did Hashem create the world? Basar ma-maros nivra ha-olam. God creates through speech. Hu amar vayahi. He says, and it is. So the way of things is, the shorash hadvarim is, that kimi piya kadosh baruch hu yotze osios lan hagas ha'olam. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos daf nun hey that a kadosh baruch hu creates with letters. Bitzalel, when he created the Mishkan, understood the secret of the letters, which is the secret of creation. So everything is made up of letters, as the Tanya describes ba'arichos in his Shar Yichud ve'emuna. Everything is made up of letters. Kadosh Baruch Hu sends letters down to the world. But the letters, as sent by Hashem, by the word of Hashem, are arranged, are received in accordance with the Makabel. You know, imagine someone comes over to you let's make an even better example. You know why? Because speech, sometimes you can hear the tone of a person. You know what their implication is. Did you ever get, you know, an email or a text, right? And from the way that it was written, you couldn't tell, is the person, I don't know if the person is like upset at me or the person is like joking, I don't know what the tone of this email is or what the text is, right? It sounds a little harsh, but maybe it's just matter of fact. And I'm not sure exactly what the person is saying. So the Makabel has the responsibility to sort of interpret the letter. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends letters down to this world. And our job is to position ourselves in such a way that I'm able to receive the letters, literally the letters of the Aleph Beis, to receive them in the right way. Okay, so he writes, Afal Pishei Mitzdarfim Chalila Shalo Letova. So sometimes the letters, they come down and they appear to be arranged in a way that's not good. It seems to be bad news. But the bad news is only from our perspective. And our job is to rearrange the letters into the way that Hashem intended them, which is at their root, they're always good. With wisdom and tefillah, a person has the ability to rearrange the letters. Again, this is a famous yesod in the Svarim HaKadoshim, many, many Sefer Chassidus, basically any Sefer Chassidus that you're going to pick up will have at least one piece on this inyan. Of being what? Of being mitzarif the osios, of rearranging the letters. Kamo min mace tam, umin nega oneg. To take the letters mace, which of course is death, and to turn it into tam, which is wholesome and complete. To take nega, to take that which is saras, or affliction, or suffering, and turn it into oneg, to turn it into something very pleasant. Hako lefi haosios shall hagzardin. Each according to the letters of that particular gzar din, right? We spoke about in the past how you could take kares and you could turn it into a keser, into a crown. V'siper shekein also bezaslav. So the Baal Shem Tov said that's what happened in Zaslav. Shira sheyatzu tzeirufim lo tovim. The Baal Shem Tov saw that there were letters, there were arranged letters that were not good. Va'asa mehem tzeirufim acherim. And the Baal Shem Tov was able with his tefillah and his wisdom to, so to speak, rewrite the script. V'nishar rishimasan pachad. But he was left, he had a few extra letters. You know, after rearranging all the letters, apparently there was a roshem of pachad. And that's why he said everyone got afraid. Because there was, I guess, there was a peyachas and a dal. Again, I'm not sure if that's exactly what it's saying here. But it seems like there was some roshem of pachad that was left over, some extra letters. And the Baal Shem Tov said, yeah, everyone's going to be afraid and people are going to be fleeing, but don't worry, I rearranged the letters and things are going to be fine. V'havein zeh ki zeh klal gadol. Again, I don't know if I'm interpreting correctly exactly what happened that day in Zaslav and in Ostro and Kaminka, but I can tell you that the Baal Shem Tov's Yesod were definitely saying over correctly, which is that it's the job of tzaddikim, and it's the job of every Jew as a tzaddik, v'amich kulam tzaddikim, like we always say, to try to what? To take a situation and to rewrite the script, to understand what is Hashem really saying through these imros, right? Again, imros Hashem amaros tohoros. The word of Hashem is pure speech. The bad is not coming from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we have to find a way to figure out what Hashem is trying to say. Vizehu oivav al bishboshes va'alav yatzitz nizro. A pasuk we mentioned a couple of weeks ago in Parsha Shmini. He also has it in Mitzorah and in Chukas. He touches on this idea, right? What does it mean? Oivav al bish boshes va'alav yatzitz nizro. On his oivav, on his enemies, he will adorn in boshes, in shame and disgrace. Va'alav, the way he's learning the pasuk, alav, but upon the one who he desires, he will place his crown. So what does it mean? Right, the tzitz we learned about, totafos, right? The headpiece of the Kohen Gadol. A nazir is a crown. Look elsewhere, again, in Shmidi and Mitzorah, where I explain this yesod. It's the way of an Eved Hashem, of a Chacham, to rearrange that which appears to be not good, and again, to turn it into an arrangement that is good. To take a kares and to turn it into a keser. To take a nega and to turn it into oneg. To take mace and turn it into tam. To take all these different seirufim lo tovim and to turn it into something positive. Right? To take a riv, as we mentioned once, reshut beis, which is an argument, a fight, a machlokas, and to turn it into what? Into a rebbe. A rebbe is a person who's able to give guidance and to clarify things. Right? To always take the letters and to rearrange them in a way that's positive. So that's what the pasuk is saying. Right? On the enemies, oivav al bish boshes. For the enemy, I'll give boshes. To the one I love, I'll give the crown. The crown, which is, take the letters boshes. You could turn it into Shabbos. You could turn it into tshuva. You could turn it into a lot of good things. So to take the tseirufim lo tovim, and lahashlecha tseirufim lo tovim al sonei Hashem, and to place those bad arrangements on those who hate Hashem. Vizeo perish apostik, and that's what our pasuk is saying. Imros Hashem amaros tahoros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you only want to send down good letters, good messages. And this reminds me of the pasuk that he's about to quote that we saw, those who've been in the shir for a long time, we saw when we learned the Orachayim HaKadosh. Orachayim HaKadosh always quoted this pasuk in Eichon, the third parak. As a constant reminder, it's probably one of the strongest psukim in Tanakh that reminds us that Hashem doesn't do anything bad. Bad is a perception. Bad is the way that we're misreading the letter that Hashem has sent us, or the letters that Hashem has sent us. So that's what our pasuk is saying, right? Again, this is what the pasuk in Tehillim is saying. Again, this pasuk in Tehillim, which is referenced by the Medrash on Emor Ve'amarta, Imros Hashem, Amaros Tohoros. The words of Hashem are pure speech. Why? Because the pasuk in Eicha says, Mipi Elyon Lo Teitze Ha'Raos. Because from on high, nothing bad could emanate. We receive it in the wrong way. If we're not positioned properly, it'll come down upon us, and we'll read it backwards. Ki mipi elyon lo teitzei haraos. From Hashem, nothing bad happens. Nothing bad emanates or emerges. Va'af al pi shalafia makablim. Hey, mitstarfim b'tzeirufim lo tovim. Even though on the receiving end, sometimes it looks not so good. Mikol makam achacham yachol lahapeich hadavar. But a wise person is able to what? Is able to rearrange the letters. Vizeo kesef tzaruf. Just like silver has to be refined to remove the impurities and the dross, to refine it into pure silver or pure gold. So too, you have to, Hashem gives you a bag of letters and you gotta line them up. You gotta put them together. You know? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote you this beautiful letter. And then Hashem, like, so to speak, put it through like the paper shredder, and now you have all these little broken pieces, or you have a puzzle pieces, and you got to put the puzzle together. If you put it together in the right way, you see, you can be mahapich the whole thing. You can turn the whole thing around. The Ben Ish Chai is a sefer where he goes through Megillas Eicha, and he takes every pasuk in Eicha and turns it into a bracha. I have a sefer upstairs from the Skolya Rebbe, where he goes through the Tochacha in Bechukosai and in Kisavo, and he takes every single phrase of Tochacha, of harsh rebuke, and he turns it into a bracha. The Vilna Gaon has, throughout his Svarim, through his collected writings, examples of that as well, of taking Pesukim and rereading the Pasuk, which was a scary Pasuk, and being mahapich the whole Pasuk into a bracha. So with the right eyes, with the right perspective, I spoke about this a little bit last night, we're able to see deeper. We're able to see past, so to speak, what's written on the surface, and to rearrange the letters in a positive way. So says the Degel Machane Ephraim, this is the Avoda. The Kesef Tzaruf is, Hainu ha-osios koisvim, u-mis-avim, l-tzeirufim tovim. The letters themselves are koisvim. Koisvim, what means like nechsoif nechsafti. The letters are longing, they have a taiva, they desire to be rearranged. The letters are calling out to us, write me in the proper order. Kasher yotzu me'olamos ha-chaim va-tovim, as I came from a world of goodness, a world of life. Ki kol davar mis-avim le-sharsho, because everything longs for its shoresh, and the shoresh of everything is Hashem, and Hashem is the makor ha-tov. Hashem is all good. The Havein understand this well. Vizehu ba'aliol la'aretz. So says the pasuk again. This is the end of that pasuk in Tehillim Yud Beis. Ba'aliol la'aretz, as they reveal themselves with clarity in the earth, in the world. Perish. Afshin isgal ba'aretz lafi makablim. Yes, even though it'll be revealed in this world in accordance with us. Mikol makom, you have to remember that mizuka k'shivasayim. That it's been refined 7 times 7. Hainu sheva pam shiva. Kamo ur hachama yeh shiva sayim. Like the Navi predicts that when Mashiach comes, the light of the sun will be 7 times as strong. 7 times as powerful. And the idea of 7 times 7, of course, is what Sfira Sa'omer is. Vahu b'chinas hachamishim. Asher hu shoresh hakol. Visham nirtakim hadinim b'sharshim. He's alluding to a lot of deep ideas, but essentially the idea is, when you work through the 7 weeks of Sfira, and you come to the 50th day, Tisbru Chamishim Yom, you make it to level 50, 50 is the concept of Cheiros, 50 is the concept of Geula, 50 is the concept of Yovel, the Yovel year, celebrated after 7 cycles of Shemitah. It's an idea of what? Of restoration, of purification, of everything coming back to its shoresh. And that's this mezuka k'shivasayim. That's what we're doing during Sfiras Omer. We're refining the details to be able to get to that place that we stand at our Sinai and we hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak. And it's mamish, the greatest experience, the clarity of hearing the Dvar Hashem in the way that it's supposed to be heard. Right? Not misinterpreting Hashem's messages. Vizeo perash ha-medrash. So that's what the Medrash says. Ki yadua ki ba'osios yesh b'chinas nefesh ruach u'neshama. We know, again, really, it's not a medrash, it's really from Tikkuni Zohar, that in the letters, there's an aspect of nefesh, ruach, and neshama. Hainu ha'osios hema nefesh. The letters themselves are what we call the nefesh. The nekudos and the ta'amim, the nekudos and the trop, the punctuation, so to speak, came b'chinas ruach u'neshama. Ka'asher be'arti, b'makom acher, as I explained elsewhere in Parshas Yisro, v'lezerim zohar Torah kadosha asher drachei adarchei noam v'ur pnei ha-melech ha-elyon ha-derech asher yaseh ha-odem v'chai b'hem. Like it says, we know that you're supposed to be able to what? Connect yourself to the Torah and to find those letters of hope, those letters of chiyus, those letters of holiness and purity. And therefore, emor ela kohanim, speak to the kohanim. Who are the kohanim? Of course, the kohanim are the tzaddikim. The person who have the right perspective. Kohanim, we said, right? We're all Kohanim. Mamleches Kohanim v'goy kadosh. So a person whose perspective is proper, Moshe Rabbeinu is told in our parsha, Emor el Kohanim. Go tell the Kohanim. Right? Kohanim b'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron are the great lovers. Those who are able to, again, see things in a positive way. Hainu achachamim ha'ovdim es Hashem. And tell them, L'nefesh lo yitama be'amav. Pasha pshat. A Kohen is not allowed to go to a cemetery. He can't have contact with Tumah. But we said, based on this Tikkuni Zohar, that Nefesh means what? The letters of Torah. Ruach and Neshama are the trop and the Nekudos of Torah. So, L'Nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Be careful that you interpret the letters, the Nefesh of Torah. Be careful the letters are lo yitama ba'amav. Hainu shelo yanichu lios mitstarfim ha'osios shehin b'chinas nefesh kafi hamon am ha'makablim. Don't let the am, don't let the regular people, so to speak, write the script or interpret the situation. The Kohen has to be the one to lead the way to what? To make sure the letters are not understood as a tumah. I mentioned last night in the shiur a beautiful insight from Rav Gad Eisner. Rav Gad Eisner was a great mashkiach by the Ger Yeshiva, a survivor of the Holocaust. And he asked an ugvaldic question in the Sefer on the Parsha, Moreshes God. He says, I don't understand. How could there be tumah in the world? Mipi elyon lo teitzei haraos. Nothing bad can come from Hashem. So how is there a metzias of tumah? And he says again, tumah is always on the surface. Even a dead body, which is avi avos hatumah, right, is still alive on some small level in the grave. There's still a little bone, a loose bone, through which tchias amesim takes place. So yes, on the outside a person is dead, but mamish on the inside the person's alive. It's the whole sugya of Tu B'Shvat, the dead tree with the sap that's rising up on the inside. It's the atzamos yaveshos, right, that the Navi describes, like we read in the Haftorah on Pesach. There's always a perception on the outside of something that looks like, what is this? But if you look deeper, you'll see that there's something beautiful inside. So Rav Gad Eisner gave an amazing mashal. He said, imagine a person has a pot with delicious food on the stove, but it's very hot. So he takes a shmata, he takes a rag, to be able to take the pot off the stove. But sometimes it's so hot, he can't touch it anywhere, so he takes like a huge towel, this big towel, and he wraps up the whole thing, right, in these rags, in something just to be able to hold the pot. So someone looks at him, and they see him carrying this big bundle of these shmatas, and he said, what's with the shmatas? No, just wait a second. Wait till I unwrap it. You'll see. There's a beautiful, delicious chulent wrapped up inside of this shmata for you to enjoy. So says Rav Gadol Eisner, our whole life is wrapped in shmatas. Our whole world is shmatas. Right? Sometimes the whole world, the whole wrapping of the world seems like, oh, the whole world's falling apart. But you always have to just unwrap it. The tumah is always on the surface. It's never the true essence of what it is. So the Kohanim are told, be careful. Lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Don't let regular people write the script. Don't let the Am HaAretz write the script. They're going to misinterpret things. They're not going to understand what Hashem is saying. Rak biyodom masurim hadvarim. It's given over to you, Kohanim. Letzarfam uloyachtam b'sharsheyam elyonim. V'lahafoch osam meira letova. To transform it from bad to good. To take it from a nega and to turn it into an oneg. Kamosha kasavti. As I've explained on the pasuk, al piya mihiya kol riv v'chol nega. According to what? According to the tzaddikim, should be every riv, turn the riv into a rev, and turn the nega into an oneg. Kol zehu marumas v'pasuk. That's what pasuk is hinting to as well. Achu muster b'pasuk. And therefore says the shuvah medrash shuferish es devarim al pi pasuk em amaros tahoros. Realize that everything that Hashem is saying is pure, it's good, it's positive. And that's the job of Emor el Kohanim l'nefesh lo yitama ba'av, Hashem rumas bezek asher ba'arti v'havi. With this, says the Degel Machon Ephraim, I want to explain to you the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Because it says in Pirkei Avos, kola omer davar b'shem omro mevi gu'ula la'olam. Anyone who says something over, in the name of the one who said it, brings gu'ula to the world. However, you know exactly what he's going to say. Ki hu omer oso davar, to say something over in the name of the one who said it, who's the one who says everything? The words coming out of my mouth right now are not my words, they're Hashem's words. The life that we have is just, we're just an extension of Hashem. So therefore, when I say things over in the name of the one who first said it, the one who created the world, Basar Ma'amaros, when I bring everything, every experience back to its shoresh, so then maybe Geula La'olam. Then again, like the Pasuk said, Mizukak Shivasayim, 7 times 7, it's refined over and over and over. I bring it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, and then maybe Geula, then I've brought it to its shoresh, to its place of Geula. Ki hu amar oso davar kamoshu ba'olam elyon. Say it over the way that Hashem said it. Interpret it the way Hashem interprets it. B'tzeirufim shel chayim, v'shel emes, sheyotzo mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekor hachayim, the way that it comes from Hashem himself. And that's what it means. B'shem Omro, al yedeza mevi geula la'olam, haynu shehu goel asa'olam b'zeh. When you do it in this way, you actually you save the world. You bring geula to the world in this way. V'havein, and understand this well. And furthermore, with this idea, we can likewise understand another pasuk. Valze tavin, with this we can understand Vayikra Chafei. Geulas olam tiyel aleviyim. What does it mean, Geulas olam tiyel aleviyim? Perish, haleviyim nikrim bechinas hamamutza. Levi is connected to the world of Das. Right? Aaron is a Kohen, Moshe is a Levi. The world of Levi is connected to Das. Moshe Rabbeinu is connected to Das. Chachma Bina, Das is in the middle. Das is a midway point. It's a mamutza. Mamutza means it's an intermediary. It's a middle point. Shehu bachinas hadas v'haruach. Kamo shenemar, b'shem Adoni Avi Zakeni Zatzal, like my grandfather Baal Shem Tov explained, u'kamo shere'isi b'kisve hagon achasid marenu Rav Yaakov Yosef, and like the Toltos Yaakov Yosef says, v'heim goalim es ha'olam. What is he saying? What's the pasuk? Geulas olam, redemption or clarification, purification of the world, comes from the Leviim. What is the Leviim? The Leviim is what? We said is Das. Das is a midway point. Das is like Tiferes. It's like Rachamim. There's Chesed on the right, the hard right. There's Gvura on the extreme left. But there's a middle point. In other words, to interpret something in a balanced way, I think is what he's saying. That the Leviim have the ability, and the Tzaddikim who have this Midah, through the Midas HaRachamim, the way that the Toldos Yaakov Yosef writes it in his Sefer Tzofnas Paneach, he says that Tzadik Mahapchem Midas HaDin LeMidas HaRachamim. A Tzadik has the ability to take Midas HaDin, right, to turn it into Midas HaRachamim. Again, to interpret it as Chesed in the simplest sense would be dishonest because the person is going through a difficulty, right? But to say that it's a punishment when everything is for the best, to say that it's entirely Gvura is also not true. So what does the tzaddik do? The Levi, which is sort of that middle column, the Levi has the ability to what? To bring geula through a midah called rachamim. Rachamim is the balance of chesed and gevura. Chesed means there's too much sugar in the drink. Gevura means that there's too much lemon in the drink. It's too bitter, right? Tiferes or rachamim is sort of making lemonade, where it has a sharpness, but it's counterbalanced by the sweetness. And it becomes the perfect beverage on a hot day. So that's the balance that the Leviim represent. And again, that's the job of the tzaddik. The tzaddik is not to say to a person, you know, in some simplistic way, oh yeah, everything is for the best. You have to explain that. But the person who's drowning in gevura, who feels midas adin, is overwhelmed. So the tzaddik has to bring it somehow to the middle. To explain, I know this hurts, but it's a good hurt, right? Like that story with the Rebbe of Vorki as a little boy when he drank beer for the first time. I don't remember. Remember the story? We shared it once a long time ago. The Rebbe of Vorki, he had his father gave him a cup of beer to taste, and his brother tasted and he said, "Ah, it's so bitter." And then he tasted and he said, "Ah, it's bitter, but it's good." So he said, "Ah, you're going to be a big Rebbe one day, because you understand that something which is bitter could also be good." Right? You give a little kid a glass of expensive wine, he'll say, "This is no good, I'd rather have grape juice." It's an acquired taste. It takes a mature palate to understand that this is considered a good taste. Okay, good. Chaver, let's go a little bit weiter, just a little bit weiter. Od yirmaz alpi de'isa Shabbos daf lamed gimel. Tzadik nitpas ba'avon hador. Shabbos lamed gimel, of course, is where Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai goes into the cave. So this is his, Lag Ba'omer reference, although he doesn't have any explicit Lag Ba'omer Torahs in the Degel Machan Ephraim. But a tzaddik sometimes is nitpas ba'avon ador. What does it mean? A tzaddik is held accountable for the sins of the generation. A tzaddik nitpas means seized, is grabbed. The tzaddik sometimes dies because of the sins of the generation. But you could also learn it like this. The tzaddik sometimes has his perspective ruined by what? By the regular people of the generation. V'yesh lomar ha'perish. Lif'amim tzaddik nichshol ba'oso avon chu shchiach b'dor. Sometimes the tzaddik falls into the trap of whatever it is that particular generation is nechshalim. Kamo leitzanis or shardvarim kamo schok. Right? Sometimes the tzaddik is impacted by the leitzanis, by whatever it is, whatever the leitzanis of the generation is, or the schok of the generation is. Right? Sometimes the tzaddik, you hear, like a chashuv person referencing things from from pop culture or whatever. Right? He's trying to sound current, but it's like the tzaddik, it's a chaval that the tzaddik even heard of these things, that the tzaddik even knows about these things. This is the shtuyot of the generation, right? But the tzaddik sometimes also gets pulled in a little bit. Kishador perutzim v'nechshalim bo, az lefalim kidei shalo yomer shu shota, v'lo yu nechshavim v'nishmam dvarav. The tzaddik sometimes, so that they don't say, oh, he's not with it, he doesn't know anything, right? He's not connected to the people. Tzarech gamkin lefabim lomer gamkin eiza lotzon oschok. So he has to make a reference, you know? The alter yid, this Rosh Yeshiva, he has to make a reference to something from the world in order to sound, you know, relevant to the Talmidim, who are young guys, right? So he gets pulled in a little bit. Ulefam nisava gamkin lezen. Sometimes, you know what, even the tzaddik, when he tastes some of the pleasure of the world, you know, his young Talmidim are teaching this elder Rosh Yeshiva about some of the things that they're involved with, the tzaddik also gets a little bit of a taiva for these things. Vosa hadavar b'tainug. And sometimes he also, you know, gets involved in experiencing some of these pleasures. And that's the idea of tzaddik nitpas ba'avon ador. Not just that tzaddikim die for the sins of the generation, but the tzaddik sometimes is dragged down. The tzaddik loses his sensitivities because he's involved with people who are not on his madrego. And that's not to say that it's necessarily a bad thing, right? But it's not necessarily a good thing. So says the pasuk, emor lekohanim, tell the tzaddikim, be careful, l'nefesh lo yitama be'amav, don't be dragged down by the am. Hainu shelo yitami es ha'nefesh shelo ba'amav. Tzaddik, it's important for you to be connected to the people. It's important for the people to relate to you. And that's why sometimes you get involved in this shtuyot, and all sorts of silly stuff. But be careful that you don't lose yourself in the people. Es ha'nefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Shelo yitame es ha'nefesh shelo ba'amav. Hainu, ba'oso davar shenoeg bein hamon am. I don't want you, says Hashem to the tzaddik. I don't want you to become desensitized and be, you know, involved in, so to speak, these regular things. And this is a reminder to Kohanim who are Oved Hashem. But I want to bring it down to us, because none of us are that big Rosh Yeshiva who's trying to, you know, to be relevant to his young Talmidim. I want to explain it just from a person being influenced bichlal by his surroundings. It's very, very easy for a person to lose their sensitivities when you hang out with the wrong crowd. It's very, very easy sometimes to be influenced by, so to speak, the lowest common denominator. V'zei yeshlom ha'perish. And this is the pshat in the pasuk also in Pirkei Avos. Uvemakum she'ein anashim hishtadel lios ish. When you're around people who are not really anashim, who are not choshev people, right? Hishtadel lios ish. Still carry yourself as a person of distinction. Hainu shiya hishtadlusam lios tamid levad. Right? When you're not amongst the people, be an ish. What does that mean? Hainu shiya hishtadlusam lios tamid levad. To be able to be always alone. What does it mean always alone? I'm never around people. Kamo b'makom she'ein anashim. Act as if you're in a place where there are no people. Hi, Yaakov. What does that mean to act as if you're in a place where there are no people? Ask yourself, Act as if you're thinking for yourself. Kamo she'omer harav ha'manoach rav Nachman Zal on the pasuk v'ish lo ya'ale imach. Now we once looked at this vart, and let's look at it again for just half a second. If you have the sefer open in front of you, it's in a few places, but let's look in Parshas Matos. Okay, if you look in Parshas Matos, the second to last parsha in Chumash Devarim, on the fourth piece, Heichaltzu meitchem anashim latzava, when they're going out to fight against Midian. So he quotes from Rav Nachman Haradanker, who said such a gavaldik vart. What does it mean, v'ish lo ya'ale imach b'chol ahar ha'hu? Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I want you to go up the mountain alone. So Rav Nachman Haradanker said, Hainu kisha'odem rotza la'avod Hashem be'emes uvetmimos, azay tzorech lachshov ulidamos ba'atzmo ki'ilu hu ba'atzmo yechidi ba'olam. If you want to really serve Hashem, Chevra, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to us, you got to come up the mountain alone. Friends are great, and Rebbeim are great, but there's a time and a place for a Jew to be able to say, it doesn't matter what's happening around me, it doesn't matter my society, it doesn't matter my contemporaries, it doesn't matter what my roommate does, it doesn't matter what my family does, it doesn't matter even what my spouse and children do. There's an element of what? Of Ish lo yale imach b'chol ahar hahu. A Jew ascends the mountain of godliness on his own. And therefore, says the Degel Machane Ephraim, that's also being hinted to here. When a Jew, when a person wants to be a Kohen, wants to be an Eved Hashem, so be careful. L'nefesh lo yitam abamav. Don't allow yourself to be influenced or dragged down by those who are around you. Okay, let's do one other piece for today. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit to the piece, Eila ha-mitzvos asher yasa osam ha-odlam v'chai b'hem, ani Hashem. Okay, when my rabbi wrote my bar mitzvah speech when I was 13 years old in Philadelphia, I sat with Rabbi Levine. He should be healthy and well. He's not a young man at this point in his life, and he basically wrote my bar mitzvah speech. And that's something to do with this pasuk. I don't really remember what it was about, but it's something to do with this pasuk. V'chai b'hem ani Hashem. Eila mitzvos asher yasa osam ha-odlam v'chai b'hem ani Hashem. Okay, let's see. What does he say? And again, this is a famous, famous, famous yisod in the Baal Shem Tov. Yesh b'zeh derech amuk v'yareisi lefarish. This pasuk is very, very deep, and I'm a little bit scared to explain it, he says. Ki libi mahaseis b'zeh. Because my, I think it means like my heart, like, you know, like, silences me in this matter. Like, tells me, don't talk about this. Ulai shagisi b'roachas v'shalom. I'm scared that I'm going to say something and people are going to see it and misinterpret it. Ach ermoz ma'at, but I have to explain a little bit. And I hope and I pray, v'im yizakeni Hashem lahavin al burio advarim efareish yoser. I'm going to try to explain, and if I see that it's going well, so then maybe I'll say a little bit more. Okay, try to explain it a little bit better. Ki shamati min adoni avi zakeni zatzal. Here's the yisod from the Baal Shem Tov. We've spoken about it, again, many times. We referenced it in the past. The word chet, the shoresh of the word chet, ches, tes, aleph. The aleph, that letter aleph, is not really a part of the word. Why is it not really a part of the word? Because think about it. Chet, if I just wrote the letter ches and tes on a piece of paper, and I told you to pronounce it, especially if I wrote the nekudos under the ches, and I said, what is this word? You would say chet. So what is the role of the aleph? What role does the aleph play in the word chet? It's a sort of a silent letter. So the Baal Shem Tov explained that chet has a silent aleph. Ki chet alufo shel olam mustar bo. Because at the time of a sin, the aleph, the alufo shel olam, the master of the universe, is hidden. He's there, but he's not there. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. You see the letter aleph with your eyes, but you can't really enunciate it. You can't really give it expression. At the time of chet, at the time you say the word chet, the aleph's not really adding anything. Divrei pi chacham chen, and this is obviously a very, very deep idea from the Baal Shem Tov. We'll come back to it. It's coming up in Parshas Devarim and in Parshas Ekev. He has more to say about it. Upeirusho ki aleph hi eina nigles ve'eina nikah b'mivta. The aleph, the explanation is, as we just said, the aleph is not revealed in the sense that it's not enunciated. V'hi ba'achrona, and the aleph comes, so to speak, dragging along after the chet. It's been pushed, so to speak, to the back end. In a moment of sin, Hashem has been pushed behind you, so to speak. That aleph is lagging behind, trying to keep up, so to speak, trying to stay connected and relevant, but it doesn't really have expression. V'chein b'tevas tameh. The same thing is true with the word tameh. If I wrote the word tameh on a piece of paper, and I just wrote a tes and a mem, with nekudos, you'd be able to pronounce tameh. You'll say, what do you mean? The aleph is making the a. No, it's not. The tsere under the mem is making the meh, tameh. The aleph doesn't really have a place. In the word tameh, rachmana litzlan, gam kena aleph hu muv labachrona. The aleph is sort of swallowed up at the end. Ulahavin zekia adama over avera chas v'shalom az hu istalkos hadas me'ala. When a person does an avera, he disconnects from his das. He's not thinking straight. As we know from the Gemara in Sota, Ein Adam Over Aveira, Helim Kein Nichlas Bo Ruach Shtos. At the moment a person does an Aveira, he's overcome by a spirit of stupidity, of foolishness. Va'oz Hu Mechashev Bevadai She'ozav Hashem Es Ha'aretz Ve'inu Mashkiach Ba. He thinks that Hashem is not watching over the world. How could I do the Aveira if I'm standing in front of Hashem? So, the decision to do an Aveira is based on the fact that I don't think Hashem can see me. Or, maybe said differently, after I do the Aveira, I feel that Hashem has given up on me, has abandoned me. Right? Hashem probably doesn't want to have anything to do with me. Because if he really believed Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, that God was in front of him at all time, that Hashem is watching everything and is involved in all that he does, he would never be able to bring himself to do that Avera. But obviously, to think that Hashem is not present at the moment I do the Avera, in the aftermath of the Avera, it's sheker, it's a lie, it's not true. In that moment, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is very much with you. Because if we were to picture that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was not with a person, even for a single moment, miyad hayameis ba'oso rega, v'lo hayakoach bo lasos shum davar, you would cease to exist. If God actually withdrew, so to speak, from your life for a second, there would be no more you. You wouldn't exist. Ashvavadai sham gam kein hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu kadosh hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. Ach behelim uvehester ma'od. But in the moment of sin, or in that moment where you have a perception that Hashem has abandoned you, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very, very hidden in that moment. And that's that hidden aleph in the word chet. That's the hidden aleph in the word tamei. That's the aleph that hides in moments of rebelliousness. Ach behelim vehester ma'od, valze meramiz hastaras ha'aleph, shehu alufa sha'olam, vehu ba'achrona. Hashem has, so to speak, been pushed behind you, to the point that when you say chet, when you say tamei, it doesn't even look like the aleph is needed. Vihine bavade kesha adam bali, de avera chalila. Ever got 3 minutes left, let's finish up. When a person comes to do an Avera Chalila, but when a person in that moment decides, I'm going to bring the Aleph to the front, I'm going to let the Aleph lead the way. So in that moment, that's called living with the Aleph. That's called putting the Aleph up front. And that's what the Navi Yeshaya says. It's a beautiful pasuk. Hashem says, I am the first, and I am the last, and without me, there's nothing. So Ani Rishon is a moment where a person prioritizes Hashem in his life. Yes, Yaakov?
Do you know anything such as a
resh? Do I know anything that starts with a resh? Do we know anything that starts with a resh? What's a good word? I have a good word that starts with a resh. Rosh. Rosh is your head. Rosh is the Hebrew word for head. Good?
Yeah.
All right. Ani Rishon. Rishon starts with a Rish. So Aleph. Ani Rishon. When I put the Aleph in the front, that's Ani Rishon. But there's another Bechina, and the Degel Machane Ephraim says, I'm scared to talk about it because if I'm always with Hashem, I can do Averos and get away with it. There's a Bechina called Ani Acheron. The Bechina Hanizkar Le'el, what we described above Chas HaShalom, is called Ani Acheron, when the Aleph trails behind. Ubevadai Ani Rishon. When Hashem has been pushed to the back, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I long to be in front. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. I want to be leading the way. L'chayosa. Ki kol yiridas ha-madrega b'shem misa nikris. Because when something is moved lower down, that's a form of misa. That's a form of death. If we slip in a madrega, that's a form of dying, as we saw once from the Zohar. When you lift something up, that's a form of giving life. That's called giving life. That's called Ani Rishon. Then you're giving life to that Ani Achon. You're making it into an Ani Rishon. And then you're giving godly light, transcending throughout the whole structure, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu's energy is, so to speak, guiding and directing and leading the way. V'nasa ani achron v'ani rishon umi biladai ein elokim. That's the full pasuk, right? The pasuk says, "I am rishon, I am achron, and without me, there is nothing. There is no other God. There is no existence." Ki bevadai lo ozav Hashem es haaretz. Rakumashkiach be'ein apikicha al kol prateh anasim bolam hazeh. So, Chevra, what does this have to do with a pasuk in our parsha? So it concludes the Degel Machane Ephraim. V'hu ha-remez asher yase osama adam v'chai bahem ani Hashem. What does our pasuk say? Eila mitzvos. These are the mitzvos that I'm asking of you. And when you do these mitzvos asher yase osama adam, when a person, when ha-adam is gematria 50, when the complete person does these things and he experiences that geula that we described earlier through that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he interprets the messages that Hashem is sending him in the right way, he's mitzarif the osios in a positive way, then what? Then ani Hashem. What's the ani Hashem? Hainu shia nasa min ani achron. Again, it's always the secret of the pasuk in Yeshaya is that I'm always there. It's ani rishon, ani achron, but the avoda is ani Hashem. Let Hashem lead the way. Ani rishon v'ani achron v'bil adai ein elokim v'havim. V'Hashem yichaper ba'adim shagisi. Hashem should forgive me if I have erred, if I have messed up by saying too much. The Degel Machon Ephraim says, I certainly don't want to make light of, so to speak, pushing Hashem behind and reminding people that even in their moments of sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has not abandoned them for a moment. It's a delicate inyon, obviously. And I'll echo the words of Degel Machon Ephraim. I hope I didn't disgrace our Rebbe by misinterpreting his words, but I think this is what he's trying to share with us. V'yareini niflos b'torasu akadosha toras emes liu lizari ad olam amin. And he ends with the tefillah that we should always be zochet to see the wonders and secrets of the Torah for myself and for my children, for all generations. Amen. Kein yihi ratzon.